I hear a lot of great stories from tequila brands, but at the end of the day, only one thing is important. Does the tequila actually back up the story? I recently had the opportunity to sit down with Jose Andres, one of the owners of Louisiana Tequila, and we really dug into his story, his family history, how this tequila is being made. And after all of that conversation, I definitely wanted to get this bottle back in front of me and see if everything we talked about shows up in the glass. Louisiana Tequila is made at NOM 1611 using Valley Agave. And if you've watched me for any amount of time, you know that I love getting into how tequila is actually produced, because all of these little decisions change what eventually ends up in your glass. They're taking those agaves and they're cooking them in traditional stone ovens, crushing them with the roller mill, and from there they're doing open fermentation with wild yeast, which is really something that I like to see. You're allowing the environment around the distillery to become part of the tequila instead of controlling every aspect of fermentation. After fermentation, it is twice distilled, and then we end up with what we have right here. One of the reasons I mentioned that it's the Valley Agave is because some people hear Highlands and automatically assume it means better tequila. I don't necessarily look at it that way. Valley Agaves can give you some incredible earthy minerality and vegetal pepper characteristics. And when it comes to combining that stone oven and wild fermentation, you really end up with some interesting tequila. So let's get this one in the glass. I am going to pour the high proof. Okay, so I have both of them here. One's the high proof. One is the 40 ABV. I did get to taste them with Jose in the show, so check out the interview. It was a lot of fun. Let's dive into this thing. Okay, so you really get this nice cooked agave, and I know I say that to all of them, but this one, the cooked agave, also comes out with a little bit of a hint of chocolate. There's a really nice herbal character, and there's a lot of like earthy minerality. And we talked about their fermentation process, and we talked about some of the malolactic things that they've done there. And I will tell you, I do pick up a nice little bit of funk right in the nose. So let's dive into the taste of this one. Everything that was in the nose carries over. Great cooked agave. You get this really nice peppery, this minerality, and a really nice sweetness, and not an overly sweetness. The earthiness is almost to that petrichor. The chocolate that I had in the nose is gone, but I pick up a nice, like, herbal, almost vegetal characteristic. And honestly, there's a little bit of citrus, almost like an orange zest on top of this really nice, I want to say clove type vegetalness. As I sit with it, the cooked agave is there in the finish. There's a nice peppery note in the finish, and that earthiness and the minerality really comes out a little more in the finish. And it also really balances. You get this tingle in the back of the tongue, and you just really get a lot of saliva. You can tell that it's a really well-made, really balanced tequila. You know, I think sitting down and learning how Jose and his team started making this tequila really makes what I do so much fun. I get to get so much insight from the people who are behind the brands and part of the brand. And I'm just really excited that these guys allow me to do this. You know, I can read a production sheet. I can look something up on Agave Mashmaker. But when somebody like Jose Andres sits across from you and you hear why they're making their tequila and how and where the agaves come from and their stories behind fermentation, it really makes tasting the tequila mean even more. Now, I will say for most of you, this is going to be a very hard tequila to find. They're just now making their way to the States. I know you can find it at some places in Mexico. Just keep your eye out for it. Because at the end of the day, if you can have Louisiana tequila in your glass, you're going to really enjoy it. And I will tell you, the story behind the family and all of the work these guys have gone into making this tequila is 100% worth getting it in your glass. And if you like learning a lot about tequila, check out the Tequila Report. 63,000 people do get it in their email. Why don't you? It is completely free. Just go to thetequilareport.com/subscribe and check it out. It's a lot of great tequila information. If you've had this brand, tell me in the comments. Tell me what your favorite tequila coming out of the valley is as well. Cheers. Have a fantastic night.